Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Dick Holton.
And I'm Vicki Moore. Top local story, California health officials scheduled to release new guidelines today for the reopening of colleges and universities. But administrators of the schools, a lot of them say they're frustrated it's taken this long. KNX 1070's John Baird is live with the latest.
How do you plan for reopening a college or university when you're not sure what you're going to be allowed to do? Now, that's the situation school administrators have found themselves in, and that's why some came up with different alternatives like hybrid plans with limited in-person instruction and fully online distance learning. They had to make plans for student housing too, but with time running out and little help from the state, some schools have had to roll back their reopening plans. USC decided just this week to go fully online to start with limited in-person clinical instruction for some students. Carol Foltz is the president at USC.
So we've had to postpone face-to-face interactions this term, but the day will come sooner than we know, and our campus will burst back into life once again.
County health officials say colleges are potential hotspots for the coronavirus, and school officials need to be careful. USC has had some outbreaks among some fraternity members and grad students, and at UCLA, some football players have come down with the virus. Reporting live at USC, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Bill headed to the governor's desk will let counties offer fewer in-person polling places in exchange for opening up earlier. Orange County Democratic Senator Tom Umberg is behind this.
We saw in the last election, the voting centers that were open for 10 or 11 days did not see as much activity as anticipated, but there was significant activity the Saturday till Tuesday. And so thus, that's why this bill requires that both centers be open for at least 4 days.
Now, he says the bill gives counties a workaround, letting them merge precincts as long as they do keep the ratio of one precinct per 10,000 registered voters. Typical ratio is about 1 to over 1,000. Governor expected to sign that measure.
There's been a lot of confusion because of the data as to how many people have actually tested positive for COVID. In L.A. County, I understand we may find out a little more clearly soon.
The latest tally is about 201,000 cases, but there is a backlog in test results coming from the state. The size of the undercount is unknown. County officials have been trying to figure it out by asking labs to report directly to them, as well as the state. Public Health Director Barbara Ferrer said earlier accurate case counts might be available by the end of this week. She described the reporting gap as significant and conceded it's affecting local monitoring and contact tracing efforts.
We are really worried about the fact that we're losing some cases and that may in fact result in some small increases in transmission in the weeks ahead. We are urging people to call us if they know that they're positive, and we haven't called them.
Other data, unaffected by the issues with the state's electronic lab system, show things have improved in L.A. County, with hospitalizations below 1,800 and the estimated transmission rate under 1, which means every case results in less than one new infection. Claudia Pescuta, KNX 1070 News Radio.
However, the number of deaths here in California is over 10,000, and about half of those are right here in L.A. County. The state has the highest number of confirmed cases in the nation overall. Death toll still about a third of New York State, which has 32,000 deaths.
One major city in California is getting high marks, as they say, when it comes to contact tracing.
The compliance rate in San Francisco is about 80%. UCSF professor and tracer trainer George Rutherford tells KNX he'd like that number to be higher, but says it's still good when you consider it means a lot of asymptomatic people are isolating themselves from society and cutting off their income. He says the sacrifice has been paying off.
I think we've probably been able to stop hundreds of cases here by getting hundreds of people into isolation before they've exposed other people.
Then there's the matter of finding the tracers themselves.
In many places, they're repurposed civil servants. So in San Francisco, we've leaned heavily on the city librarians whose libraries are closed to become contact tracers. They have great skill sets.
Dr. Rutherford says in many cases, those who comply with the tracers are given their own place to isolate and are paid minimum wage. Brian Ping, KNX 1070 News Radio.
609 federal courthouses in L.A., Orange, and Riverside counties shutting down again, and that's effective today. The courthouses reopened on a limited basis 7 weeks ago, but with the surge in the cases that began last month, the decision was made to shut them down again.
Leaders in the Santa Monica Malibu School District say they're looking to delay the start of the new school year by a few days. Classes have been set to start on August 20th, with students taught only online. But the Santa Monica Daily Press says parents have now been told that the start might be pushed back to Monday the 24th to allow more time for planning and some extra teacher training. The Apple Fire that's burned about 28,000 acres in parts of Riverside and San Bernardino County. Officials say more progress is being made little by little. They're getting there. Last word, the fire was 30% contained. Probably get some new numbers shortly with the sun up. Destroyed four homes soon after breaking out in the Cherry Valley area of Riverside County a week ago and prompted some evacuations, but most of those orders have since been lifted.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.